Between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Columbia Fireflies, my name is Noah Adcock-Howarth. I'm excited to be with you all live from beautiful SRP Park. First time in over 6 years, the Green Jackets have been able to open it up at home. And as the Masters crowd continues to flock to the city of Augusta and the surrounding areas, the CSRA is abuzz with the Green Jackets getting an opening day victory for just the second time in the last 4 seasons. If you missed last night, it was a very pitch-heavy contest, very quickly paced, a 2-1 victory for the Green Jackets over the Columbia Fireflies. None of the 3 runs scored between the two teams were earned. 3 errors per side. Final lines were Augusta, 2 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors. Columbia, 1 run, 6 hits, and 3 errors. Garrett Bauman got the start for Augusta, went 4 innings, 1 unearned run, but by virtue of going less than 5, he turned the decision over to Adam Shoemaker, and Shoemaker responded in quick succession, and he took it to a further level. 4 innings, 4 hits, 6 strikeouts for the lefty from Canada. And then it was turned to Heomar Diaz for his first save of the season and 3rd of his professional career. There was certainly a lot of firepower on the pitching side for the Fireflies as well. The combination of Mauricio Valiz and Jacob Widener, not to mention Connor Fenlong, who finished it up. All told, 14 of the 24 outs that the Fireflies recorded defensively came via the strikeout. Mauricio Valiz, last night's starter, 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, just neither of them earned. 2 walks and 9 Ks. He struck out the first 6 batters he faced. So the Augusta offense, which was a little bit below average last year, was the team's lowest overall season-long batting average since they moved to Augusta in 1988. It's a new task. It's a new coaching staff. Winston Sawyer, the manager. Elvin Nina, the pitching coach. Ainer Diaz is the hitting coach. And Diaz certainly has his work cut out for him as the team looks to rock it up. But tonight, if you're looking at the pitching matchup, the Augusta faithful, the Braves fans are very intrigued in this one. After 2 years, Adam Meyer will make his professional debut. The 2022 7th-round pick came in out of Oregon. He had very limited professional and collegiate experience overall in college. Meyer, briefly at the University of British Columbia, pitched well in the spring of 2020. COVID shut down the University of BC's 2020 and 2021 seasons. He went and pitched in the Cape Cod League, pitched phenomenally, flew out to Oregon, 3 starts, and then Tommy John surgery. Had a setback last season and oblique issues. So Adam Meyer is making his first professional pitch since March 5th of 2022 when he was starting at the University of Oregon. Obviously, you have to temper your expectations, but this is a lottery ticket that Alex Anthopoulos and the Braves front office felt very strongly about. They went well over slot, signing him for $1.2 million in the 7th round. They knew it was a project. They knew Tommy John was already in the cards. He had already injured and had the surgery before he was even picked. There's a handful of righty relievers all set to go behind Adam Meyer. He will be piggybacked upon. But whatever they can get out of him, it's just nice to see proof of life for Meyer. And anything else, as long as he escapes this one healthy, will be cherry on top. For the Fireflies, they counter with Emmanuel Reyes, the righty from the Dominican Republic, making his first start of the season. Made 15 games and 10 appearances, 10 starts between the ACL and Columbia last year. 7 starts with the Fireflies. He went 1-5, but did not get much run support. Just an ERA of 4.30 and plus command. Strikeout to walk ratio of 4-1. 64 Ks, 16 free passes issued in the 69 and two-thirds innings he worked last season. Look at the lineups for both teams. First for the visiting Fireflies. Very similar to what we saw yesterday at the top for Columbia. Daniel Vasquez, Blake Mitchell will designated hit after being the catcher yesterday. Austin Charles, Darlin Figueroa, Eric Pena, third, first, and right in the 3-4-5 holes. Deonmi Solone gets his professional debut at the full season level. Solone steps in as the backstop. Johnny Perdomo at second. Milo Rushford in left, and Eric Torres rounds out the lineup in center field for head coach, manager Jesus Azuaje. Azuaje looking for his first victory as the manager of the Columbia Fireflies. Winston Sawyer on the Green Jackets side got his first victory last night in his first managerial game, just his 2nd season as a coach after a 13-year minor league career. For Augusta, a handful of changes to the lineup, especially along the bottom half. At the top, it remains the same. Isaiah Drake in center, Jace Grady in right, and Diego Benitez at shortstop. Drew Compton's to first baseman hitting cleanup, the Derek Lean cleanup hitter. Luis Sanchez is at third. Cade Kern here inserts himself in the starting lineup, playing left field, batting 6th. Alexander Martinez is behind the plate. Cam McGee at second base, and P.O. Boucher, the designated hitter, in his second season and first opening weekend with the Augusta Green Jackets. And as we prepare and get ever closer to the national anthem and to first pitch, we were able to sit down ever so briefly pregame with Adam Shoemaker, who got the win yesterday. All offseason command was his priority, trying to focus, trying to make that happen. And he was plus-plus yesterday. No walks, 6 Ks, 4 innings, had the slider working very well. And without further ado, here is that interview that we took with Adam Shoemaker. Okay, Adam, you looked good yesterday. It's about as good as you can get coming out the pen. 4 innings, 6 Ks, no runs. So what do you think was really working in the first outing of the season?
I feel like the slider was working really well. Commanded it pretty well. I was focused on just throwing strikes and competing.
So you've had a lot of time as a starter, obviously, your whole career. Was there anything different in your prep or your mentality when you're coming in that piggyback role, or do you approach it any different way?
No, same thing. Just go at it, compete, try and get guys out.
I mean, thinking in terms of the big picture, obviously, this is, you were here in Augusta for a good portion of last season. What are you looking to build upon from last year, and what does a successful season look like in your eyes?
Just trying to limit the walks, throw more strikes, and just keep competing. I feel like when you compete, it takes care of itself.
Is there anything over the off season or in spring training that you were focused on specifically to try to limit those walks?
Yeah, just try to getting more consistent with my mechanics. Consistency, throwing more pitches, throwing more strikes, just that kind of thing.
Can you talk a little bit about what it's been like working with Elvin Nina this season and what you feel like his goals are and really what we can expect from you and the pitching staff as a whole with him at the leadership?
Yeah, he's been really good. He's a good mental coach. I feel like I needed that, someone to help pump you up and be a leader and teach you how to be present on the mound. Really good for me.
So as one of the 3 Canadians on this roster, this will be the last question. Just what's been the biggest culture shock since you've been in the Carolina League? Has there been anything that really has caught you by surprise in your time in this league?
No, not really. Been here last year before, so not really.
There you go. It's just baseball. I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Green Jackets baseball is back at SRP Park on April 5th for opening weekend. Don't miss the golf towel giveaway Friday with SRP. Fireworks on Saturday, shut off by Joe Dirt Fireworks. And a magnet schedule giveaway on Sunday, thanks to Flora and Decor. Fans coming to Sunday's game can also enter for the chance to win $20,000 if they can make a hole-in-one on a chip. Tickets are on sale now and available at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Augusta Green Jackets, be a fan. Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
And we welcome you back to the radio booth at SRP Park for the Green Jackets pregame show on Bally Live, MILB TV, and Green Jackets Radio. Noah Adcock-Howeth with you. Many of these players still looking for their first hit of the season. 12 hits to go around, but just one extra base hit in the 2-1 victory for Augusta over the Fireflies. That came from Robert Gonzalez on a screaming double that short hopped the base of the fence out to right center field. He was the only one to find a two-bagger. Neither side putting up a triple or a home run. And these are two pitchers on the mound. Obviously, we don't have a lot of data on Meyer, but he was not one that was overly susceptible to the long ball. Conversely, with Emmanuel Reyes, the righty on the mound for Columbia, when he was hit, he pitches to contact, but of the 39 hits he gave up in his 7 starts in which he was in a Fireflies uniform, 15 of those 39 went for extra bases. That's about 35% for those of you mathematicians at home. But that certainly gives a new-look Green Jackets lineup an extra level of confidence, because this is a lot more players in today's lineup. Some of the folks in the bottom half who were not in there yesterday are players who made their Green Jackets debut back in 2023, now getting their first full season in single A. It is a player for whom they can barrel the ball up a little bit more. Meyer, sinker, slider, changeup for the Green Jackets on the other side for Columbia. It's a standard four-pitch mix for Reyes of fastball, changeup, slider, and curveball. So a four-pitch to work on. A lot of times at this level, you have two pitches you trust comfortably. You're trying to work in a third. And now the fact that Reyes has that third just and the fourth as well just means that he's got a little bit more experience. He has a lot of things he can lean on. But if the numbers from last year are evident of anything, that simply means that there could be some barrels coming. Doesn't do us much good to speculate as we continue to trek ever closer. No breeze to speak of at SRP Park. Just sunny, clear, and beautiful. Breeze was blowing out to left field in the pregame slightly, but it is clean as a whistle now. And now at this time, we will send it down to the field for the band to play the national anthem. That was the Sales School Elementary Band with a rendition of the national anthem, and now we are ready to go. Green Jackets in the home whites once again with the all-green cap. Fireflies in the two-tone navy and lime green jerseys with the gray pants. And Adam Meyer has climbed on the hill. Sinker, slider, changeup, as we previously mentioned. Meyer making his professional debut. It's been over 750 days since he last threw a competitive pitch. And Meyer now climbs the hill. One of five top 30 prospects on this roster. He's currently number 18 on the list. Was number 12 entering last season. Obviously missed all of it with recovery from TJ and oblique issues. But now Meyer is here. And he is locked in. Line up once again for the Fireflies. Daniel Vasquez leads off at short. Blake Mitchell at the DH spot. He caught yesterday. Austin Charles at third. Darylin Figueroa first. Eric Pena in right field in the five hole. Deonmi Salone makes his 2024 debut as the catcher behind the dish. Johnny Perdomo at second. Milo Rushford in left. And Eric Torres in center. Mitchell and Charles, two high octane power bats in the 2 and 3 spot. But the two combined yesterday to go 0 for 8 with 6 strikeouts. Shoemaker, Bauman, and Diaz all had a strong hold on the middle of the order pitching-wise for the Augusta Green Jackets yesterday afternoon. But now it's Vasquez stepping in. Home plate umpire Dylan Reeves about ready to put that ball in play. Sunny in 66, and Adam Meyer from the windup Brings it started. First pitch swung on the ground towards the five hole. A sliding, but Diego Benitez knocks it down, but has no play. So a leadoff single, and Vasquez wasting no time getting on the board.
Designated hitter number 3, Blake Mitchell, our bow batter of the game.
So one pitch, one swing, one single, and now Meyer is on. Meyer out of the stretch for the first time. That was 90 on the first delivery. Blake Mitchell steps in, the left-handed hitting designated hitter. Infield shifted heavily to the pole. And the fastball, once again at 90, misses just off the inside corner. Meyer was never a flamethrower by any means, was in the low 90s consistently at both the University of British Columbia and Oregon, but it was the spin rates and the command that made him an intriguing prospect. 1-0 upstairs. Alexander Martinez trying to frame that to no avail, was slightly above the letters at Blake Mitchell. Mitchell still hunting for his first single-A hit after being drafted 8th overall in 2023. Had a forgettable debut in the Arizona Complex League. 0-for-4 yesterday. Swinging away on a 2-0 and crushes it out to right center field. Back towards the track and off the very top of the wall. They'll send Vasquez around from third. The cutoff coming in is not in time, and the Fireflies have their first lead of the season. There is Blake Mitchell's first single-A hit immediately on cue.
Third baseman number 8,
Austin. That was about 8 feet up on the 10-foot high wall just to the right of center field. It's 395 to dead center. And a slightly lower fence. That's a home run for Blake Mitchell. Instead, he'll settle for an RBI double, and the Fireflies lead 1-0. Austin Charles into bat from the right side, the third baseman from Bakersfield. Meyer has been fastball dominant, and everyone has been 90. There's the sinker just below the knees. It's a sinking fastball, does not have a true four-seam for Meyer, but sinker, slider, and changeup, being very cautious in this first outing back. And Meyer just spins off the mound. He didn't release that properly. And that will be a balk. You don't see that one every day. Meyer went all the way through the release and just dropped the ball on the ground. So that's a balk, as called by Brandon Spivak. And now Blake Mitchell is over to third base. So a very unique start for Meyer's day. Runner now at third, 1-0 lead, chops softly towards the third baseline and back foul. Cue shot makes its way into the third base coaching box. That's where Jesus Azuaje, the manager, was waiting. Charles 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts yesterday. Digs in from the right side, wiggles that back. Back and forth over the center of the dish. 1-1, Meyer still from the stretch. There's the slider inside corner. Good depth to the breaking ball. Moves horizontally and vertically well. And nice sharp break at 81. 1-2 on Charles. Meyer looking for his first professional out. Three-quarter swing on a ball in the dirt. They'll appeal out to the umpire at second. And he says that Charles did not go. Mentioned this yesterday, but a two-man crew at this level of the minors. Dylan Reeves behind the dish, Brandon Spivak out in the field. But with a runner on, especially at third now, Spivak has to be swung over to in front of where the shortstop Benitez is playing. So he has no type of angle on those close check swing calls. Charles gets a new life. 2-2. On the ground, hard hit to short. This will bring a run in. Benitez on to first. Compton makes the catch, and it's an RBI ground out for Austin Charles. Mitchell comes home without a hitch, makes it 2-0 Fireflies in the top of the first. Defense for Augusta. Kern, Drake, and Jace Grady across the outfield. Luis Sanchez at third. Diego Benitez short. Cam McGee at second. Drew Compton at first. And Alexander Martinez catching. First pitch to Darlin Figueroa. Is a slider on the outer edge. Figueroa at first base for the second game in a row. Was 1-for-3 with a walk. Only player to get on multiple times. Figueroa wearing number 0. Watches that one tail off the outside edge. Sinker started on the corner and ran too far away. 1-1. Meyer high leg kick, brings it home, a breaking ball on the inner third. Figueroa fists it off towards the first base coaching box this time. Winston Sawyer, the manager for the Green Jackets, was a bit tight-lipped in terms of how far Meyer will go. Roped over the head of the first baseman, Compton, and into right field for a base hit. Figueroa thinking about going for two. They'll test the arm of Grady. The throw is offline, and Darlin Figueroa has a hustle double. So after seeing just one extra base hit in the game yesterday between the two teams and zero for the Fireflies, multiple doubles here in inning number one with just one out. Blake Mitchell, Darlin Figueroa put two baggers on their ledger. Eric Pena steps in now from the left side. 2-0 Fireflies already in the debut of Adam Meyer. Slightly open from the stretch. And another slider that circles its way to the outside edge. Slider has been 79-81. The sinker has been consistently 89-90, according to the Hawkeye. Myers one out recorded. Got Austin Charles to ground out. It did bring the runner home. Toward the shortstop. Through the five hole for a base hit. Pena going backside. Cade Kern comes up throwing. One hop in on a strong throw from Kern. And Figueroa is forced to hold at third base. But the Fireflies have the line moving. Conveyor belt continues to run. Four of the first five reach. Four hits. And here's Dionne Salone. Dionne Salone in as the catcher as Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, will head out to the mound to speak to Meyer. Salone, 21 years old, will be 22, will be 22 for the duration of this season. Signed back in July of 2018, one of three players between these two rosters that's out of Barquisimeto, Venezuela. Green Jackets have Diego Benitez, today's shortstop, and Laker Figueroa, last night's second baseman, all of whom are from that same spot. Meyer's been in the big part of the zone more often than not today, but he's throwing strikes, and he appears to be healthy. And everything else after that is just details. Over 750 days since Meyer threw a professional pitch. Men at the corners, it's Figueroa at third, Pena at first for Dionne Salone, the batter. Catcher hitting from the right side. Meyer in the righty-righty stands on the first base side of the rubber. First pitch sinker high, 1-0. Salone digs in. Second season with the Fireflies, has a familiarity with this ballpark. On the ground to second, chance for two. Magida Benitez for one, on to first, double play. And that's just what the doctor ordered. Whatever Elvin Nina said when he went out there for the pitching conference, it worked in spades. A sinker at the knees forces Salone to chop it right into the dirt. And on the 4-6-3, the double play is turned. Green Jackets coming to bat for the first time in today's beautiful Saturday afternoon matchup.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Back for the bottom of the first. Green Jackets lining up. Familiar top half, brand new in the bottom four. Isaiah Drake leads off in center, followed by Jace Grady in right and Diego Benitez at short. Drew Compton in cleanup spot for the second day in a row. Luis Sanchez up from 6-5. And then Cade Kern in left, Alexander Martinez behind the plate, Cam McGee at second, and P.O. Boucher, the designated hitter. They'll go up against Emmanuel Reyes, 19-year-old righty out of San Jose de los Llanos, Dominican Republic. Eighth start in a Fireflies uniform. First in opening weekend, and Isaiah Drake takes a high fastball just above the letters, called for a strike by Dylan Reeves, 0-1. Drake, 0-2 yesterday, also drew a walk. Late on a fastball there, center cut at 91. Drake a little bit late, count quickly, 0-2. Isaiah was not credited for a sacrifice fly yesterday as he flew out to center field and the run only scored after a throwing error. Third consecutive fastball at the letters or above. This one up and out of the right hand of Reyes. Makes the count 1-2. Drake slightly open from the left-hand side. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Four straight heaters to challenge Drake. And much like yesterday's game, Fireflies start their defensive side of the day with a K. Outfield for the Fireflies, Rushford, Torres, and Pena. Across the infield, Charles Vasquez, Perdomo, and Figueroa, and Dionmi Solon does the catching. Jace Grady, the right fielder, steps in. Grady off the left-handed side, facing the righty. And a half swing puts it on the ground towards third. Charles on the soft play, fires across to first. And within five pitches, the Green Jackets are two up, two down. Bit of an excuse-me swing from Grady. Another fastball that was up and in this time as well. Trying to hold back, Grady could not, and got the fat part of the bat on the wood. Two up, two down, looking for a perfect first and continue the lead for Reyes and the Fireflies. Diego Benitez will look to make that not happen. Benitez swings and rifles that one directly back into the net in front of home plate. Diego 1-for-4 with a pair of strikeouts yesterday. Got a hit in the bottom of the eighth, ended up stranded at second base. But it was his first hit at the single-A level. Second Green Jackets game, and there's the first off-speed from Reyes. Emmanuel Reyes spins off slightly on the slider. Fastball, curveball, changeup, slider for Reyes. Has not been a substantial strikeout pitcher in his career, but he's two up, two down, once with a K. Check swing on the curve. They appeal to first. Brandon Spivak in perfect position this time, and he says no, sir. Two balls and a strike on Benitez. Green Jacket shortstop waves the bat for the ready. Reyes coming home, and a heater just below the knees. Solon let the glove drop down before trying to push it back up. If he keeps the wrist strength right there and holds that on the corner, maybe he gets the call. It was right on the fringes of the Hawkeye strike zone. No challenges for that here. 3-1. Benitez taking all the way, and that one is called a strike at the knees. Benitez had taken his first two steps toward first base, maybe trying to influence Reeves, but regardless, the count is full. Good sinking fastball at 92. Finds the bottom of the zone. Full count, and Benitez takes that one downstairs. Just a little bit further, and Benitez draws the walk. That was not something Reyes did much of at all last season. 64 Ks, 16 walks in just shy of 70 innings. Drew Compton was 0-for-4 yesterday, and the cleanup man steps into bat. Compton out of Georgia Tech, New Jersey native, swings from the left side. Short lead for Benitez at first. Reyes out of the stretch for the first time. And again, a fastball just below the knees. Low strike has not been there for Dylan Reeves yet here in the first inning for either pitcher. Maybe giving a shade outside. Big lead now for Benitez. Fastball off the outside corner, 2-0. Middle of the order, Benitez and Compton staying patient after it took just five pitches to retire Drake and Grady for the first two outs of the bottom of the first. Benitez has decent speed, but not a plus base runner. Don't want to take the bat out of Compton's hands in a hitter count. And he continues to watch everything fall off the outside corner. Three straight fastballs missing outside for Emmanuel Reyes. Luis Sanchez waits on deck if it gets that far. We'll see if Compton has the green light on 3-0. He does not, and he takes a thigh-high fastball. Center cut for 3-1. Compton hit .243 with the Green Jackets last season across 31 games after being signed as an undrafted free agent. 3-1. Takes that on the outside corner. Compton starting to swing. The hips went, but the hands never did, and the count goes full, which means Benitez will be in motion. Runners off on the delivery. Compton waiting from the long hold. Reyes comes home. Softly hit to shortstop. Vasquez only play is at first base. He puts down Compton. And Reyes works around the two-out walk to post a 2-0 Fireflies after the first. You're watching live on Bally Live and MILB TV. Listening on GreenJacketsRadio.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Johnny Perdomo leading off the top of the second. Adam Meyer, first pitch delivery is a fastball inside, continues to get that sinker with good horizontal movement. Perdomo 1-for-3 with an RBI that brought in the unearned run yesterday. Perdomo at second base for the second consecutive game. Laces this one down the right field line, but hooking foul, and it one hops into the bullpens, which if you're unfamiliar with SRP Park, are in play. SRP Park so vitally reminiscent of Oracle Park in San Francisco. It was built when the Green Jackets were still an affiliate of the Giants as a sinker catches the outside corner to go 1-2. So not only are there interesting angles to work with in right center field on the wall, both bullpens are in the field of play. 1-2. Got him with a changeup. Beautiful off speed from Meyer, and Adam Meyer has his first professional strikeout. Perdomo sits down, and Milo Rushford takes his place, now hitting from the left side. Meyer, a long hold from the windup. First pitch breaking ball outside to Rushford. Milo 0-for-3 with a walk yesterday. Back in left field for the second consecutive game. Slider, and it hit him. It was a bit of a delayed call of time, but the back foot breaking ball actually did catch the back foot. You know, you say it metaphorically, but that's exactly what that one did. Rushford on. Second time he's been on in 5 plate appearances. Brings up the 9-hole hitter, Eric Torres, who was 1-for-4 yesterday. Meyer already spun one double play in the first to tightrope out of danger after 2 runs had already come home. The top of the order was locked in against Meyer. And it's on the ground past the outstretched glove of Compton at first and into right field. Rushford looking to go first to third. Benitez cuts off the play. And a good backside single from Eric Torres puts men at the corners for the leadoff man, Daniel Vasquez. Meyer no longer has the shadows to his advantage at the very tail end of the top of the first and the duration of the bottom half for Emmanuel Reyes. The pitching mound was in the sun, the batter was in the shade, and those sight lines can be difficult. But now first base, the mound, and home plate itself all in the shadow, and it's less of an advantage for the pitcher. Once again, a first pitch swing from Daniel Vasquez, who took the game's opening pitch into the outfield for a base hit. This time he fouls it back. No balls and a strike on Daniel Vasquez. Singled and scored the game's first run. Meyer comes home, slider, poked out of play and down the third baseline into the stands. Strong Saturday evening crowd for the 6 o'clock start here at SRP Park. The first fireworks night of the season here at SRP. Joe Dirt Fireworks shooting off their fantastic postgame show. Once this game concludes, long hold, Vasquez after taking his timeout. One hop to short. Benitez, a nice play on a high bounce to second for one. McGee to first, and for the second time in as many innings, Adam Meyer spins a pair, doubles up on the 6-4-3 this time, and puts the Green Jackets back at bat. Luis Sanchez leading off against Emmanuel Reyes when we return here from SRP Park.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down that big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Luis Sanchez, tonight's third baseman, leading off for the Green Jackets in the bottom of the second. Jackets still looking for their first hit of the ball game. Worked a two-out walk in the favor of Diego Benitez in the bottom of inning number one. Compton proceeded to ground out to short and end any threat in the first inning. Jackets trailing 2-0 as Columbia put up a pair in inning number one. Both of the frames that have gone by so far, the Fireflies have ended with a double play up the middle. Sanchez, Kern, and Martinez against Emmanuel Reyes. 1K, one walk, no hits in the first for Reyes. Sanchez stands in on the right side, righty-righty game. And the first slider of the inning catches the top half of the zone, 0-1. As the game goes on, Reyes has the slider and curveball differentiate a bit more. That was the curve, and it's laced into left center field. Sanchez a little bit out in front, but it still finds the grass as it splits the center and right fielder. Torres is the one who cuts it off in front of Rushford, and the Green Jackets have their first hit of the day. Luis Sanchez with his first Green Jacket hit. Spent all of last year in the FCL, and now he is ready in Augusta. Cade Kern hitting for the first time this season. Kern from the right side, playing left field today, can go all over the outfield, and did so in his first professional season last summer. Late on a fastball and fouls it back. 91 once again from Reyes. That's about where he's been, 91-92. Kern's solid speed in the middle of the order. Decent speed as well for Sanchez. Started to go. Now a back pick is thrown into right field. Diomi Salone just chucked that one into right field, and they're going to go first all the way to third. That ball pivoted in towards the bullpen of the Fireflies. Sanchez had started and then stopped on the steal, and as he tried to scramble back, Salone just fires it down the line over the head of the first baseman, Figueroa. And on the E2, Sanchez goes from first to third. First error of the day from either team. That was a big key to the game coming into this, was the fact that both these teams made three errors apiece. Cade Kern now hitting with the first run of the day 90 feet away. Corners halfway in, middle is back, willing to cede that run if it gets there. 1-1 on Kern. Breaking ball looped out to right field. Down into the corner, should be deep enough to score the run. Out on the fringes of the track, Pena makes the catch. And with a light jog, Luis Sanchez comes home. Cade Kern takes advantage of the error and puts the Green Jackets on the board. First AB, first RBI for Cade Kern. Nobody on, 1-1, one runner in for Alexander Martinez.
Now batting, catcher number 24, Alexander Martinez.
Martinez did not appear in yesterday's game. Expected to split catching time evenly with Jacob Godman. First pitch changeup from Reyes. First we've seen of that today, and he misses low. Martinez, 37 games in the FCL last year behind the dish. And nearly wore that one up around the elbow guard, and Martinez leans out of danger. Two balls, no strikes. Martinez, not a ton of pop in the bat. 19 of his 22 hits were singles. Still looking for his first professional home run. And a mile high on the infield. Underneath it, both infielders battling the sun. Charles leans over and makes the catch. Ball started in the shadows, went sky high, and then found the little pieces of sunshine left on the left side of the infield. Martinez is retired for out number two.
Second baseman, number seven, Cam McGee.
And in steps the vivacious second baseman, Cam McGee. First full season with the Jackets, first AB of the year. Did not appear in yesterday's game. McGee hitting from the left side, and the infield responds, going to the pole position. McGee very much out in front of the changeup. Misses 0-1. McGee wiggles. Reyes comes home. Just below the knee is a little lunge forward from McGee. He takes it 1-1. McGee always antsy in the box, bouncing back and forth on the balls of his feet. Reyes 1-1. Slider chopped down the first baseline. They'll pick it up in fair territory. Smart play by the pitcher. And Reyes steps on the bag himself. You don't see a one unassisted very much anymore. But it's Reyes who does just that on the weak ground ball. Green Jackets get on the board. A single, an error, and a sack fly from Cade Kern bring home Luis Sanchez. And the Jackets are right back onto the mound. Adam Meyer out for his third inning of work. 2-1 is the score.
And Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own.
Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
2-3-4 for Columbia, looking to answer back. Blake Mitchell, the lefty DH, steps in against Adam Meyer. Meyer out for his third inning of work, and a first pitch slider misses high and arm side from the righty. Meyer's velocity has been consistent, 89 to 91 with the sinker, 80, 82 with that slider. Those have been the two primary pitches. He's flirted with a changeup once or twice as well. Mitchell, a nice swing down the right field line. Foul out of play, and the count 1-1. Mitchell caught yesterday. DH today gets his first hit of the season with an RBI double in the first, and then came around to score on an RBI ground out from Charles. That one poked back as well, 1-2. Mitchell, known as much for his defense as his offense, really raised himself up the rankings in terms of high school prospects late in the draft cycle last year before going eighth overall. Slider foul to the first base coaching box, and Mitchell stays for at least one more. Mitchell out of Sinton High School in Clear Lake, Texas. Popped by the Royals, spent the entirety of the 2023 season in the Arizona Complex League. Fastball just outside. Martinez tried to sell it. Trackman had it about a half a ball off the corner. Fans disagree. 2-2. Fans want biscuits. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Blake Mitchell was the Bow batter, so every fan in attendance gets a free Bowberry biscuit coupon. That's the second day in a row that promotion is hit. Bojangles for everybody. Mitchell down, one out. Charles grounded out towards the shortstop back in the first, brought home a run for his first RBI of the season. Now the stocky third baseman sees a sinker brush back his belt. Ever so slightly open, Austin Charles waits for the righty slider, a mighty cut, and comes up empty. Meyer's been more comfortable going to that slider in the last two innings after a fastball-heavy diet, sinker-heavy diet, was hit around in the first. Slider chopped back, one ball, two strikes on Austin Charles. Charles will spend the entirety of this season at age 20. Played almost all of last year with Columbia, a couple brief stops in the Arizona Complex League. Looking to rise through that rapidly improving Royals group. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Back-to-back Ks for Adam Meyer to start off the third. Three punch-outs of the eight he's recorded for Adam Meyer. And that slider is tight. That is a very strong slider. Hawkeye is not picking up the spin rate at the moment, but that late bite is what high spin rate indicates, and that's what you're seeing. Don't need numbers to show it. Darylin Figueroa sees one outside. Sinker started off and went further. Figueroa doubled and was stranded at third base in the first. 1-0 slider, knees, 1-1. Figueroa, part of the two-man prospect return that came from the Dodgers to the Royals in the Ryan Yarbrough trade to the trade deadline last season. First full season in the Royals system, and he swings at another slider over top of the back foot pitch, a ball and two strikes. Figueroa from the left side. Meyer looking to punch out all three he faces in the third. Shakes once and comes from the windup. Changeup chopped off the very tip of the bat. Figueroa was in front of that one, but enough bat control from the 20-year-old to poke that one away.
That foul ball presented by Enterprise Plumbing.
Figueroa was fantastic in the Arizona Complex League, especially once he moved from the Dodgers to the Royals. They feel good about what they have with the powerful lefty. 1-2 once again. Breaking ball, and he goes with the outside pitch and pushes it into the last row of stands. Down section 11 way over by the berm. Last place still with the sun, the berm and the kids zone. And the under 18 crowd are well represented. A lot of families at the ballpark today on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. 1-2, chopped off the body of Figueroa. Out in front of the hardest changeup of the day at 85. Had usually been 82, 83 for Adam Meyer. Meyer back ready. Umpire puts it into play. Figueroa continues to fight. 1-2. Hard on the ground. Pass first base again. Another foul ball. Next pitch Meyer throws will be his 8th of the AB and his 45th overall. No movement in the pen for either team. Meyer running out his own accord. Been great since the first. 1-2 again. Curveball, strike 3. The last one took some extra work, but Adam Meyer does, in fact, strike out the side in order. 4 Ks, 3 innings for Adam Meyer. He's starting to feel it a little bit more. Green Jackets trailing by a run. 9-1-2. P.O. Boucher leads off for his first at bat of the season when we come back.
Green Jackets baseball is back at SRP Park on April 5th for opening weekend. Don't miss the golf towel giveaway Friday with SRP. Fireworks on Saturday, shut off by Joe Dirt Fireworks. And a magnet schedule giveaway on Sunday, thanks to Floor and Decor. Fans coming to Sunday's game can also enter for the chance to win $20,000 if they can make a hole-in-one on a chip. Tickets are on sale now and available at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Augusta Green Jackets, be a fan. Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
After Adam Meyer strikes out all three he faces in the third and the side goes down in order, Augusta looking to add and cut into that deficit. A one-run game in the bottom of the third. Green Jackets trailing 2-1 against the Columbia Fireflies, their closest geographic rival, and by default the one they see more often than anyone else. This is the second of 21 meetings between Augusta and Columbia, 12 of which will take place right here at SRP Park. P.O. Boucher, first pitch swinging. Chops it up the middle. Backhanded at second. Long throw and a brilliant play by Perdomo. Perdomo was shifted up the middle, but so was the shortstop Vasquez. And Johnny Perdomo didn't have the angle. That's not usually his ball, but it looked like Vasquez was a half step away from making the play. Perdomo with a strong enough arm to set down P.O. Boucher on one pitch. Here's Isaiah Drake, the only man to strike out so far for the Green Jackets against Emmanuel Reyes. Reyes threw him nothing but fastballs, four straight in the first AB, and again a fastball. They're going to continue to challenge the young left-hander until he catches up. That one 89 with good movement. Fastball again, make it all six he's seen, nothing but the heat. Late on it and onto the concourse down the left field line. Drake still looking for his first hit. Saw some swing and miss last season in the Complex League, but a lot of talent, a lot of tools. 0-2 on Drake. Swing and a miss, got him with the fastball once again. So the book on Drake as of now is high heaters until he catches up or lays off. He has not done so in either of the first two ABs, and Isaiah's back to the bench. Reyes looking to match the 1-2-3 inning set down by Meyer in the top half, and the man who stands in his way is Jace Grady. Grady saw one pitch, grounded out to third. This time he takes a fastball at the knees, 0-1. Reyes just 33 pitches to get to 2 2/3. He's been efficient, and he's been the beneficiary of early swings from the Green Jackets. Slider to the corner, 0-2. Maybe a half ball off, but well presented by Diomi Salone. 0-2. Reyes to the dish. High fastball, Grady chases, but able to connect and serve it back into the net directly behind him at home plate. Back-to-back lefties, three straight this inning for the Green Jackets. Reyes took care of the first two. Can he go 1-2-3? Not with that pitch. It's a fastball outside. Grady with Benitez on deck. Reyes, a deep breath, stands on the first base side of the rubber, out of the windup. Wiggles the blue glove and comes home. 2-2, opposite way and past a diving Charles. Into the left field corner, Grady can run. A bit of difficulty picking it up for Rushford in the corner, and it's a stand-up double for Jace Grady. Grady with the two-bagger, his second hit in as many ball games. And the Jackets have a two-out base runner for the second inning out of three. Benitez was that two-out base runner, and here comes Diego Benitez to hit, looking for his first RBI in a Green Jacket uniform. Signed in 2022 out of Venezuela. Was the key piece in that signing class for the Braves. Breaking ball down, 1-0. Benitez adjusts. Reyes wants a new ball. Benitez was the everyday shortstop in the FCL. He's expected to be the everyday shortstop here, too. On the ground, threw off the glove and into left field. Knocked off the glove of Charles. They're going to send Grady to the plate, and he scores without a play. Fantastic effort by Austin Charles to make contact with that ball through the gap, but it hits off his glove past a diving Vasquez, and that's an RBI single for Diego Benitez. Top spun off the bat of Benitez. Charles was playing away from the third base bag. Dove, it kissed off the fingertips of the mitt. Benitez has the RBI. Grady has the run, and the score is 2-2. Here's Drew Compton, grounded out to shorten his first at bat. Benitez now 2-for-5 with a walk in the young season. Compton, heater at the knees, 0-1. There were times last year where Emmanuel Reyes struggled to get through the second time of the order, or at nothing else, he was seen substantially better. Curve in the dirt blocked well by Salone. Once Reyes gets stretched out, and he's certainly not at that point just yet, he is a man who can give you 5, 6, 7 innings at a time without much effort. Built to last and been stretched out as a starter for nearly the entirety of his career. But this early in the season, he won't see many players in the Green Jackets lineup for a third time, if any. Facing Compton for the second time here, the 1-1. And with one left on the pitch clock, he'll step off. Reyes uses his one reset. Compton standing stiffly at the back of the left-handed batter's box. 1-1 on the first baseman, just outside. Salone doing everything in his power to present both of these young catchers. Salone for the Fireflies and Martinez for the Green Jackets have been very animated about the way in which they are framing pitches. Hitters count for Compton 2-1, and he's out in front of a slider. Good breaking pitch. Haven't seen as many of them, two left-handed hitters from Reyes yet today. But that was the right time to go for it, 2-2 on Compton. Compton, the only switch hitter on the infield, and one of two in the lineup, along with Jace Grady. 2-2 high, fastball is not there. Good take as it was up and out for Compton. That's a pitch that has induced many a strikeout for Reyes over his career. Count is full, Benitez is running. Compton going against. Here's the pitch. Cue shot towards third. Nice short hop played by Charles. High throw to the eye line of Figueroa, who makes the catch above his hat. And the third comes to a close after three frames. It's the Green Jackets 2 and the Fireflies 2. You're listening on Green Jackets Radio, watching on Bally Live and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Welcome back to SRP Park, ladies and gentlemen. Sun still catching rays in the outfield. Infield is entirely in shadow, as is a majority of the seating bowl here at SRP Park. And Pena leading off against Adam Meyer, who has settled in after a bit of a rocky start to his first inning. All told, 2 runs, 5 hits, 4 Ks in his first 3 innings of work. But he struck out the last 3 batters he faced. Pena singled in the first, and he's swinging on the first pitch. Popped up towards third. Sanchez was swung way towards short in foul territory. He overruns the ball and can't make the catch. The ball just kept hooking back towards the foul line. And Sanchez, as far as he had to go, could not catch it. Ran himself into the third base coaching box. Jesus Azuaje wisely gets out of the way. And then Sanchez realized quickly he was a bit too far back. So a new life available for Pena after what could have been a one-pitch out to start off the fourth. Meyer slider, this time it's yanked foul. Keeps the head on a swivel as that one was pounded right to where the netting cuts out and beyond the dugout of the Fireflies on the first base line. 0-2 on Eric Pena. Stands high and tall. Meyer coming home, change up towards short. Nice backhand scoop by Benitez, long throw, and a brilliant pick on the other side from Compton. So both shortstop and first baseman showing off the leather work, and Pena is set down. Adam Meyer has now gotten 6 outs on his last 5 batters. Vasquez grounded into a double play to end the second, and then he's retired the last 4 he's faced. Diomis alone up, he grounded into a double play in the first. Meyer slightly askew on the first base side of the rubber. Slider out 1-0. Salone from the right side against the righty Meyer. Ball and no strikes, and this time the slider comes in through the front door and escapes past the hip of Salone, a ball and a strike. Salone hit 230 in 74 games last year, his first season with the Fireflies. Yanks this one just past the third base bag and right over top of it. Home plate umpire Dylan Reeves says foul as it got past Sanchez. Salone burst onto the scene in the Arizona Complex League in 2022, hit 348 for the ACL Royals. Looking to strike that magic up again this season. Swing and a miss. Not on that at bat, though. 5 strikeouts now for Adam Meyer as he gets Salone chasing a breaking ball off the outer edge. 2 up, 2 down. Here's Johnny Perdomo. Perdomo 1-for-3 with an RBI yesterday. 0-for-1 struck out to start off the second. Perdomo with the purple gloves held high behind the right ear. Meyer makes him wiggle a little bit. Change up inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Perdomo coming off his best season professionally to date. Back-to-back changeups, 1 in, 1 down, and the count is 2-0. Perdomo hit 336 in 36 games for the ACL Royals last year. Continues to improve year over year, a fast riser. Waves through a fastball on that one, however. The sinker got straight below his bat, 2-1. Perdomo was a midseason all-star in the DSL in 2022. Here's the 2-1. Slider misses just upstairs. Perdomo leaned the hands into it, then pulled back at the last second. And the count is 3-1. Meyer rocks back and gets him chasing on a slider to go full. Perdomo was not a man who signed with an immense amount of fanfare, but all he's done is perform whenever he's been on the field. Got much better at facing southpaws. He had been a reverse splits type of guy. Always has hit righties well. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Meyer's payoff is downstairs, ball 4. First walk issued by Adam Meyer this evening.
Left fielder number 12, Milo Rushford.
Never want to walk somebody with 2 outs. Now Milo Rushford will look to take advantage of the left-handed hitting left fielder. Rushford 0 for 3 so far this season, but has walked and been hit by a pitch. Double barrel action going in the pen for the Green Jackets. Adel Delone is throwing. Meyer picks over to check on the runner at first base. Can't quite tell who the other arm is, but it's both righties in that line. It might be Will Silva for the Green Jackets warming up with Delone. Back-to-back pickoffs from Meyer. First time he's been out of the stretch since the beginning of inning number 2. Rushford yet to see a pitch. Meyer, a deep breath, comes home. Slider called a strike on the inner third. Caught the big part of the plate, but Rushford was not taking chances. Meyer rocks to a stop. Comes home, the 0-1, fastball out. Runner goes. Strong throw from Martinez. In time, he got him. Martinez catches Perdomo trying to go. A nice slide step from Meyer. A fantastic throw from Martinez, and the runner is cut down. Green Jackets have scored in each of the last 2 frames. Luis Sanchez leading off when we get back for the bottom of the 4th.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Emmanuel Reyes back out for his 4th inning of work. The Green Jackets have posted a run against him in each of the last 2 frames. 2-2 entering the bottom of the 4th. Luis Sanchez leads off the 2nd. Sanchez singled, advanced 1st to 3rd on a pickoff error by the catcher, and then came home on a sac fly from Cade Kern. Very much a manufactured run for the Green Jackets. Sanchez looking to start off the 2nd the same way he did. And a breaking ball down the middle, 0-1. Sanchez, Kern, and Martinez due up 5-6-7. Martinez in the hole after that brilliant caught stealing to end the top of the 4th. Fastball straight past the eyes of Sanchez. Just can't pull the trigger, 0-2. Back-to-back pitches in the big part of the zone, and Sanchez has been guessing incorrectly. Fastball high, popped away. Sanchez stays alive just a little bit further. Sanchez takes the adjustment, utilizes the entirety of the time he had available to him, and quickly Reyes comes home. Fastball on the ground, backhanded at first, the flip on from Figueroa to Reyes, and by a step, Sanchez is retired. Figueroa had to go way off the base and looked initially like Reyes wasn't moving towards the first base bag. Thought we might see a race between Figueroa and Sanchez himself. But a good recovery and a good first step by Emmanuel Reyes. He's able to get there in plenty of time for Figueroa to flip it on for out number one. Cade Kern did have the sack fly, brought home the first run of the ball game. Now Kern steps in from the right side once more. First pitch swinging on a slider, two hop chop to third. Charles a backhand on to first, two up, two down. Reyes has retired each of the last three men he's faced, all via the ground ball. Two up, two down. Green Jackets have not gone down in order yet today. Alexander Martinez is up to try to keep that fact to be true. Reyes now at 50 pitches through 3 2/3. The Jackets swinging early and often. Columbia's righty delivers and misses downstairs with the off-speed. One ball, no strikes on Martinez. The young catcher popped up a mile high on the infield his first time up. Slider gets Martinez chasing 1-1. We mentioned Martinez likely to split time evenly with Godman. Godman a bit more experienced, has a couple years of age, but both have shown the ability to handle the pitching staffs very well. 1-1 fastball on the ground, well hit to short. Vasquez is there, has time, and sets down the backstop in order. Three ground balls, three outs recorded by Emmanuel Reyes. We're through four, Jackets two, Fireflies two from beautiful SRP Park.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Adam Myers' professional debut is finished. Four innings, two runs, both earned. Five hits, one walk, and five strikeouts for the righty from Canada. And he is replaced by Seth Keller. Green Jacket fan favorite from last year, Keller the righty. Fastball, slider, curve, and changeup. Was here all of last season, 16 games, 7 starts, most of which came in the back half of the season. 2-4 with a 6.26 ERA. He was injured for most of June, and when he came back, he just wasn't quite the same. But we'll see what he's got here, and he'll face 8-9-1. Rushford was at bat when Perdomo was caught stealing, so it's Rushford who leads off the top of the fifth. Keller from the crossed up windup misses outside his first pitch of the day, out at 87. Seth Keller had a 1.17 ERA in his first six starts last season before he went on the injured list and just wasn't quite the same when he came back. Hard hit on the ground past the diving first baseman Compton and all the way into the corner. It escapes past the sidewall. Rushford rounding second. He's looking at three. The throw comes in. There is no play, and it's a stand-up triple for Milo Rushford. There's the first hit of the season for Rushford. 2022 draft pick who was so strong last year in the Complex League, looking to regain the lead for Columbia, and that's the way to do it. He greets Keller on a changeup at 85 down the middle with a yanked pitch down the line. The way that outfield wall and foul territory juts so suddenly, you never really know if it's going to catch the edge and stay close or go all the way to the corner. That one did the latter, and a tough read for Jace Grady. First pitch fastball outside at 92 to Eric Torres, the nine hitter. Keller at 6 foot even, working from the stretch. That a bridge stretch still factors. You can pick off if you need to, but he uses it as if it's a windup. Cockeyed comes home, misses outside, 1-0. Torres singled in the second. Corners are in and playing away from their respective lines. Middle is back and slightly favoring the pole side for the righty center fielder. Late decision and guided up and out of the stadium all the way above the concourse and above everything else, 1-1. Keller gives a glance over at third, takes the deep breath, and comes home with a 1-1. Heater to the inside edge at 89. One ball, two strikes. Keller mixing his pitches well. Fastball, slider are the two best offerings he has. 1-2 on Torres. And time is called. Torres will use his one reset. Keller drafted in the sixth round back in 2022 out of Hanover High School in Virginia. They pulled him away from an Old Dominion commitment. Chose to be a future Brave rather than a current Monarch. Long wait all the way down to the end of the pitch clock. As it hits two, the delivery to Torres. Slider out. L appeal just to confirm. No check swing, says Brandon Spivak. And a good backhand from Martinez to keep that one in fair territory and away from the backstop. Two-strike pitch once again from Seth Keller. Breaking ball outside, ball four. So the bottom two in the order do exactly what they're supposed to. A triple from the eight-hitter Rushford, a walk from the nine-man Torres, and there's men at the corners with nobody out for Daniel Vasquez. Shortstop. Vasquez has singled and grounded into a double play. A 6-4-3 to end the second. That was a bit more difficult than Diego Benitez made it look. Hit off the minuscule lip that exists between the infield grass and the infield dirt behind that shortstop spot. Took a high hop up to chest level, and Benitez able to make the play and give a clean flip onto second. Torres a big lead at first. Vasquez, first pitch swinging, fouls it back. The Jackets allowed four base runners to steal four bases off of Jacob Godman yesterday, including Vasquez, who had one. Fireflies 0 for 1 today. Perdomo caught to end the fourth. Time is called. There's a ball on the field out and left. Handful of young little leaguers playing catch on the berm. It looks like one escaped all the way over the fence. Man at the corners, Keller from the stretch. 0-1. Spiked in the dirt. Once again swallowed by Martinez. Looked like the changeup missed down. A ball and a strike for Keller. Still nobody throwing in the pen for Columbia. Looks like it will be Reyes for the fifth. 1-1. Outside slider, ball two. Winston Sawyer has made it clear that especially early in the season, they'll be looking to piggyback starters as much as possible. You saw Shoemaker follow Bauman. Yesterday they each went four. Now Meyer goes four, and they turn it over to Seth Keller, who's been a swingman for most of his career. 2-1. High fastball, ball three. Good job by Vasquez to lay off. See the eyes light up ever so slightly. Third year with the Fireflies for Vasquez. Hit 195 in 2022, hit 223 last year, so the average is climbing north. He's 1-for-2 today. Walk loads the bases. Runner going, now stops, fake steal, and it was ball four anyway. So although Torres shut it down and did not attempt any sort of stolen base, he advances to second via the free pass. And the sacks are full for Blake Mitchell. This is the chance you look for. Opportunity to potentially break this game wide open. Not only give the lead back, but give something with a lot more control. And Mitchell, who has fantastic power from the left side, is the man who could potentially do that. Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, calls time. He's out there to talk to Keller. Both hands on the shoulders of Keller, just looking to get him to relax a little bit. Keller, well regarded in the Virginia prep ranks, was the 2022 Gatorade State Player of the Year for the sport of baseball. Hanover High School, one of the best pitching development programs at the high school level in the state of Virginia. Folks at that level know if you want to win, baseball in Virginia, a lot more competitive when you think of the states that have the most talent at the high school level. Florida, Texas, California all come to mind just based on the level of talent and the fact that they can practice 12 months out of the year. And maybe my Virginia-born self is a bit more biased than most, but I will say that it's in terms of underrated talent around Richmond, around Virginia Beach, up near D.C. in the 703 area in the DMV. There's a lot of talent that comes out in Keller, just one of many examples. First pitch to Blake Mitchell with the bases loaded. Downstairs, ball one with the cutter. Keller's cut slider misses low. Mitchell has had an RBI double and a strikeout swinging in his two ABs so far tonight. Keller, a deep breath. 1-0, and Mitchell doesn't pull the trigger, just missing inside. Tried to get late run back to the corner and could not do so. Keller's been 90-92 with the fastball. Nowhere to put him. Back-to-back walks after the leadoff triple from Milo Rushford. Swinging away, chops it back to the plate, and it was off the foot of Mitchell. That could have been a 1-2-3 double play if it had not caught the foot. But off the toe of Mitchell, and it's strike one. All of the infield in shadow, most of left field. Cade Kern is deep enough that he's still battling the sun slightly. Jace Grady completely enveloped in shade in right. And Isaiah Drake, because he swung towards left field just a little bit, out in left center near the Coca-Cola sign, is still fighting the sun as well. Everybody's still getting used to the ballpark on opening weekend, especially for a 6 o'clock start. 2-1, good changeup. High changeup can be dangerous, but when you tunnel it well with the fastball, that's the swing you get. Mitchell out in front, 2-2. And Mitchell takes his time out. Have to figure Mitchell will be back in the lineup as the catcher tomorrow. Gets a semi-day off today with Diomi Salone behind the plate. Mitchell still the DH. They also have Gabriel Silva on the available roster as the third-string backstop. 2-2 from Keller. Just misses inside. Slider runs the count full. Walk gives Columbia the lead. Three balls, two strikes, and nobody out. Heart of the order for the Fireflies. Last year's first round pick, 8th overall, Blake Mitchell against Seth Keller. Keller shakes to a stop, 3-2. Popped up towards the third base side. Sanchez in, calls off Martinez, and he makes the play for out number one. That was a challenge pitch that caught a big part of the zone. Mitchell just underneath it. And Sanchez able to make the catch for out number one. So now the corners will still remain even with their respective bases. But the shortstop and second baseman, Benitez and McGee, trying to turn two. Austin Charles, nearly a dead pole hitter, so the infield responds accordingly. First pitch down with the fastball.
Can I talk? Can I say something?
Maybe.
No.
One oh on Charles. First pitch outside.
And then I said, can you hear me? He said, but he said,
Two balls and no strikes on the third baseman. Rushford at third, Torres at second, Vasquez at first. A triple and two walks, how they got there. And once again, Keller's behind in the count. Fastball just out, ball three, nowhere to put him.
Welcome to my podcast. Actually, this is my opening night. Thank you all for coming.
One more pitch brings in the run. Keller trying to find it. Tight roped away from Mitchell. Charles still the danger zone, swinging away on 3-0 and sends it straight back. Charles was on that one for sure. McGee swung over to second in double play depth, working in and out, confirming everybody's on the same page. Benitez into the five hole. Sanchez now back beyond the cutout, protecting for a hard hit ground ball down the line. Compton at first, the only man playing in. 3-1 to Charles. On the ground to short, right where Benitez was to second for one. McGee has to hurry, and he will not get it. Softly hit ground ball goes down as a fielder's choice, and it is an RBI. Columbia back in front. Rushford scores. Torres to third. Vasquez was recorded as an out at second base. But Charles is on. It's his second RBI of the day. Both have come on ground balls to shortstop. A ground out and a fielder's choice. For that one, just 71 off the bat. Benitez did not have time with Charles running as fast as he could. They get it to McGee for the first out, but Cam, on a crossbody throw, can't get the out. Columbia back in front, 3-2. Sixth man to hit this inning is Darlin Figueroa. First pitch to Figueroa in the dirt with the slider. Darlin is doubled and struck out swinging. Meyer was not ever going to be the pitcher of record. Went less than five and left with a tie. As of now, it's Keller and Reyes with a lot of game to play. They'll pick over a late dive from the runner on first, Charles, but Austin Charles was barely off the fringes of the bases. One ball, no strikes. Keller, a deep breath, and comes to a stop. Runner goes, then stops, and it's yanked to first. A snap dragon play for Compton. He was holding the runner on, and thus he was in perfect position. Snares the short hop and takes it himself to put down Figueroa. Columbia retakes the lead with an RBI fielder's choice. It is 3-2 halfway through the ball game. McGee leading off in the bottom of the fifth to get the run back.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Bottom five at SRP Park, Fireflies 3, Jackets 2, as Columbia looks to even the series at one apiece before the rubber match tomorrow. Noah Adcock-Howeth with you from the press box, just to the right of home plate on the first base side. Emmanuel Reyes back to work for his fifth frame. He's been solid. 2 runs, 1 earned. Just 3 hits given up. Cam McGee grounded out to the pitcher his first time. Tried to bunt his way on there and pops it back foul, 0-1. We'll take our tour of the Carolina League right now. All 12 teams in action. Down East had a bit of an early game and a quick one as well. They won 1-0 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. McGee cues it past the shortstop and into shallow left field. The very end of the bat and a nice inside-out swing for Cam McGee. He has his first hit of the season, and the tying run is on to start off the fifth. Righty throwing in the pen for the Fireflies. Looks like Doug Kirkland or Jared Rosaldo. There's definitely a 3 on the front of that number. Pierre Oliver Boucher out of Quebec. Pio the DH tonight, grounded out to short his first time. First pitch swinging and cracks this one into left center field. Back towards the track and one hops off the wall. McGee flying around third. He will score. Boucher looking for a triple. There will be a play at third and he is safe. An RBI triple from P.O. Boucher. And he ties the game right back up at 3.
That's a Green Jackets triple presented by Sparkle Express Car Wash. For every triple at home,
attacks the first pitch slider. And just goes outside into the left center gap. If there's any breeze today, it's going that way. And it continued to tail away from the center fielder, Eric Torres. Boucher hustling in. There was no doubt McGee would score. And just like that, the ability by Keller to keep it close and limit it to 1 run comes up huge. Isaiah Drake back up for his 3rd time. He'll be the first man to see Emmanuel Reyes thrice, and he watches a fastball high. Seen nothing but fastballs at the neck or above. Struck out twice. Infield in on Drake. Another late swing. Fastball at 92. Down the middle, Drake a little bit late. Just hasn't been able to get the foot down today. He has not seen Reyes all that well. 11 pitches between the two. All have been fastballs. That one's high again and outside. 2-1. Isaiah out of Atlanta, North Atlanta High School, went to school just 10 minutes from Truist Park. 15-20 if you count Atlanta traffic. Tips that one into the mitt. Two balls, 2 strikes. Drake looking to avoid the hat trick. Reyes has struck out Drake twice and nobody else. Go-ahead run waits 90 feet away. The Jackets have not led today. Fastball outside and the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Isaiah. Still searching for his first single league or single A hit. Did have a walk yesterday, got on.
Get that RBI, baby!
Fouls it away, got another fastball. This one down the middle and right back over the concourse. So Drake stays alive a bit further. Isaiah up guarding close, toes right on the plate. 7th pitch of the at bat. And chopped away. Fastball low and away at 92. And that one might have caught a piece of the catcher, Salone. Diomi Salone taking a long walk with the mask on the top of his head and the glove in his non-catching hand. Whether that one nicked the mitt, it appears so as he shakes that left hand without the catching glove. Isaiah has seen 16 fastballs. 8th pitch of the AB. Into center field. That could get it done. The catch is made by Torres. Runner coming to the plate. The throw is not cut off, but not in time. And Isaiah Drake has the sack fly. First single A RBI for Isaiah Drake. He caught up to that fastball and ripped it back up the middle. Torres, not a bad arm, but the throw was slightly up the third base line. And for the first time today, the Augusta Green Jackets have the lead. 4-3 Jackets, bottom of the 5th. And Jace Grady, who's 1-for-2, in from the left side. It is Jared Rosaldo getting loose in the pen for Columbia. Likely to be the last inning one way or another for Reyes as he misses inside with the fastball. He'd like to get through this and not have to go to the pen mid-inning. Chopped towards first. Made the play at ankle level. A good flip once again from Figueroa on to Reyes for out number two. Figueroa very athletic as far as first basemen go. Able to go to his right, get a nice backhand on the short hop, and flip it in plenty of time to the pitcher. Diego Benitez has walked and has an RBI single. He's the only man yet to be retired on either roster. Diego had his first single-A hit yesterday and his first single-A RBI tonight. Takes a curve in the dirt, 1-0. Jackets had some movement in the pen, but for now it's Keller going back. Everybody has since sat down. Diego 1-for-1 with a walk. Target at the knees. And Benitez fouls that off the side of the umpire's shin guard. And on back into the padding. Benitez from the right-hand side. The righty deals. And a breaking ball down. Two balls, one strike on the bender. Long hold coming in for Emmanuel Reyes. Big leg lift. On the ground to third. This should end the inning. Austin Charles double clutches and fires. Still has plenty of time to put away Diego Benitez for the first time today. The Green Jackets answer the one in the top half with two of their own. RBI triple for P.O. Boucher. A sack fly from Drake brings him home. And after five, the Green Jackets lead 4-3.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Eric Pena leads off the one-run ball game. Fireflies trailing 4-3 despite out-hitting the Green Jackets 6-5 at this point. Pena, Salone, and Perdomo 5-6-7 for Columbia. Seth Keller out for a second inning of work. And the first pitch slider hung a little bit and has hit a country mile down the right field line, but well foul. Keller allows the reset, gets Pena back in rhythm, and then the 0-1 goes to the changeup and waved through by Eric Pena. You don't often see it at this age and this level, but Eric Pena in a bit of a prove-it year in his third season in Columbia. 0-2, and cracked into right center field. Drake coming on. He dives, and he makes the catch. There's the athleticism of Isaiah Drake on display. Was shifted in the right direction. Makes a nice diving catch. And makes the play with ease. That sinking line drive, he didn't have to go too far, but the amount of spin it had on him, just that much more difficult of a play, and that's a brilliant attempt to rob Pena of a base hit. Diomi Salone in and watches a ball miss just outside. Fastball at 92. Salone has grounded into a double play and struck out. Foul back. No balls and two strikes quickly on Salone. Slightly open. Keller letting Martinez roll through all the signs. Slider spun back just above the press box right in front of us. Two strike count on Diomi Salone. Rosaldo continues to throw for the Fireflies in the pen.
Give me one more, Keller!
Keller from the off windup. Slider out. Taken. Count says 2-2 on the scoreboard. Perdomo waits on deck. He has yet to put a ball in play. Strikeout and a walk. Martinez target low and away. Keller kicks and deals. Slider down and the count is full.
Come on, Keller. Full count.
Keller mixing through every one of his four different offerings. Fastball, slider, curve, and changeup. Keller wearing number 60. Adjusts the glove and comes home. The 3-2. Fastball. Check swing. He did not go, and it's a free pass issued to Diomi Salone. Salone on for the first time this season, and here is Johnny Perdomo.
Number four, Johnny Perdomo.
Perdomo 1-for-4 this season with a walk and an RBI. That's the third walk issued by Seth Keller. That's not an uncommon thing at the single-A level. Just by nature of having young arms getting their first extended taste of professional baseball. As the fastball catches the outside corner on a good frame from Martinez. The sheer volatility of pitching at this level means that you have to have a handful of relievers and secondary starters like Keller here, who's piggybacking off of Meyer, available at all times. Slider out 1-1. Green Jackets have 17 players out of their 30-man active roster as pitchers. 17 pitchers for Columbia as well. Jackets did have one change to the roster over the course of the week. Isaac Gallegos from the University of New Mexico was supposed to start the season here. He's currently on the 7-day injured list. Slider down 2-1. As a result, Riley Fry, the lefty out of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, was originally supposed to start as a swingman in Rome. Now he comes down here. We have not yet heard from Winston Sawyer on what the rotation will look like next week. There's a lot of options everywhere. Fastball out. Keller spins off the mound in frustration. Heater in the left-handed batter's box makes it 3-1 on Perdomo. Keller looking to avoid as many walks as outs recorded. Would be 4-4 if this one evades the zone. Perdomo a deep bend at the knees. 3-1. Slider spun towards first base. It nestles in foul territory, and Compton picks it up to run the count full. Trio of pitchers moving the arms, just stretching in place as of now for Augusta. Adel Delaunay, the most recognizable among them, along with Will Silva. Nothing but righties available tonight. Green Jackets only have three lefties on the roster in terms of pitchers. One is Fry. One is Shoemaker, who we saw throw yesterday, is not available. Payoff pitch. And popped out of play. Third and final is Mitch Ferris, who starts on the mound tomorrow. Fireflies were undecided as of yesterday in terms of who the pitcher would be tomorrow. It now will be Felix Aranda, and that is confirmed. Seventh pitch of the AB. Runner goes. Called strike three. Throw down. Hits off the runner and goes into center field. Salone had the base stolen anyway, and the stocky catcher moves up. So call it a stolen base and an E2. And Salone is 90 feet away from tying this game. It was a strike looking on Johnny Perdomo, so it's the first strikeout of the season for Seth Keller. 92 at the knees. The throw short hops past the mitt of Diego Benitez. He tried to come up and catch it on the bounce. It got past his glove and then hit off the sliding leg of Diomi Salone. Here's Milo Rushford, who's been hit by a pitch and tripled. He greeted Keller.
I got it, Milo!
With that triple down the right field line. No balls and a strike on Rushford.
All night, Milo! All night, baby!
I'm just very supportive.
So Alone running halfway down the line at third, not being held anywhere close as the third baseman Sanchez is swung over in the pole direction. Slider misses the outside corner, 1-1. Salone trying to get Keller to flinch. As of now, the righty is unmoved. Seth Keller deals. Slider hit to first. Sliding stopped by Compton. He'll take it himself. And Seth Keller works out of danger once again. Nice play from the defense. Compton continues to flash the leather at first base. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Seth Keller's allowed one run in two innings. And the Green Jackets are up by one.
Green Jackets baseball is back at SRP Park on April 5th for opening weekend. Don't miss the golf towel giveaway Friday with SRP. Fireworks on Saturday, shut off by Joe Dirt Fireworks. And a magnet schedule giveaway on Sunday, thanks to Floor and Decor. Fans coming to Sunday's game can also enter for the chance to win $20,000 if they can make a hole-in-one on a chip. Tickets are on sale now and available at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Augusta Green Jackets. Be a fan. Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Reyes has his night finished for the evening as we start the bottom of the sixth. Final line for Emmanuel Reyes. 5 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, a walk, and 2 Ks. He cannot win. He is the losing pitcher of record as of now if the score would hold. He flips it over to the 21-year-old righty from the Dominican Republic, Harold Rosado, wearing the number 32. Fastball, slider, and changeup for Rosado, who has been more successful out of the pen than he has been as a starter. It's his Columbia debut, his full season debut after spending last year in the Arizona League. First man to greet him is Drew Compton, the cleanup hitter. And the fastball blows past, out of danger at 95 in the other box, 1-0. Compton is grounded out twice, once to short, once to third. He's been peppering the opposite field. Rosado misses another pitch at 95, so a strong arm on the 21-year-old, but not much command. Last season, an ERA of 10.38 in 15 games. He walked 23 in 26 innings. Fastball just below the knees. Compton wisely lays off 3-0. He did strike out 35 hitters in those 26 innings, but it was a lot of different outcomes. That many walks is never something that'll fly with the coaching staff as he finds his zone for strike one. But the opponent batting average of .318 was the big change between his first summer in the Dominican League and then 2023. Did not pitch at all in 2022 due to injury. 3-1 and ball four. They'll appeal on a check swing. Not much you can do when you're at first base like Brandon Spivak was. And there's a left-hander in the box. But a one batter, one walk for Harold Rosado. When Rosado gets on a roll, he can start to string them together. Had a couple of different stretches of four, five different frames at a time over multiple outings where he didn't allow a run. But there were just too many implosions to save that ERA. First pitch to Luis Sanchez. Nearly in the glove before the swing even began. 94 burns past Luis Sanchez, who's one for two. Compton at first after the walk shuffles off to a short lead. Rosado, a high leg kick, a very deliberate delivery. There's the slider. Big hammer of a breaking ball misses outside. Sanchez wisely lays off for 1-1. Compton not the fastest of runners, but if you get some speed over there until Rosado shows a slide step, you can time that up. It is a very slow time to the plate. And although Salone has a strong arm, there's only so much you can do to make it up on the back end. 2-1 on Luis Sanchez. Sanchez is singled and grounded out to first. Fastball served down the right field line and over towards the Easy Go Pavilion. All the different social spaces in use tonight. Fans sticking around on a beautiful night. Sun's fully gone down. The tail ends reflecting off the windows in the clubhouse apartment building behind left field. Waiting on the fireworks show tonight. 2-2. Fastball. Punch back into the net. Sanchez stays alive. That was 96. Hardest pitch of the night thus far for Rosado. Jackets leading 4-3 in the bottom of the sixth. It's Cade Kern on deck. Sanchez, the final hitter in the order that is not in their first game. 2-2 slider. Sanchez waves and misses. Great use of the off-speed there from Rosado. He's got his first strikeout. Top five in Winston-Sawyer's order. All played yesterday. Bottom four led by Cade Kern making their season debut. Kern, a sack fly and a ground out to third. Officially 0-for-1 with an RBI. Kern in left field tonight. Stands in the right-hand batter's box and sees a slider up. Kern was drafted in the 17th round out of Ohio State last season. Spent most of his professional debut here. Had a very quick stop in the Florida Complex League to start off, and a sword induced there. Slider to the outer edge and a three-quarter swing from Kern. Not what he was looking to do. That heavy fastball, 94-96, certainly plays up at this level, and it allows the slider to be even more deliberate and dangerous. Pick over to check on Compton. He's back with the dive. The throw was a bit wide, but we've already talked at length about Figueroa's athleticism at first, and he makes a nice play to keep that in front of him. Fireflies have already committed one pickoff error when Salone tried to back pick at first and allowed the runner to move first to third. That led to the first Green Jackets run of the game. Slider out, ball two. Slider has been 82-83, and there's already a righty throwing for Columbia. Just in case things go south for Harold Rosado. Two balls and a strike. Kern checks. They appeal out, and they'll say he went. That's Brandon Spivak out at second, who arguably has one of the worst angles in the ballpark to make that call. But Kern was half swinging and half lunging out of danger on a high and in fastball, and the bat, according to Brandon Spivak, went all the way around. 2-2, and time is called by the catcher Salone to allow the reset for everybody. Counts as a mound visit. Whenever a catcher calls time, regardless of whether they go out or not. So it goes into the limit of mound visits that the catcher and the coaching staff have, but it does save the one reset for Rosado should he need to use it later in this AB. Compton still at first. It led off the inning with a walk. Rosado home. Slider outside. Ball three. It's been fastball and fastball counts and sliders and off-speed counts thus far for Rosado. I've yet to see the changeup. Primarily a two-pitch pitcher. Here's the 3-2. Fastball, strike three. 96 on the outside third, running back towards the center, and Kern was too late to catch up. Back-to-back strikeouts after the leadoff walk. Still no balls put in play against Harold Rosado. Alexander Martinez still hunting his first hit. Martinez, a pop-up to third, a ground out to short. Compton extends the lead a bit further. Fastball at the letters 0-1 on the Green Jacket catcher. Martinez, just 19 years old, out of Maracay, Venezuela. If you're familiar with the Braves farm system at all, the extent to which they have signed players and recruited out of Venezuela has been substantially higher than some other teams. And when you find a gem the way they did with Ronald Acuna Jr., it's hard to not keep diving back into that well. Every team has a different plan when they go into the international market. That just appears to be a portion of what Atlanta does. Fastball burns past Martinez, 1-2. Nothing slower than 94 and up to 96 on a handful of occasions already for Harold Rosado. Ball and two strikes. Rosado, a long look in. As time was taken by Martinez, he uses his one timeout. Rosado, one check of the runner at first. Coming home. Fastball, strike three. So a leadoff walk, and then K, and one more strikeout right behind it. Three strikeouts swinging after the leadoff free pass. And he burns through the bottom of the order with ease. Keller back to work in the top of the seventh. Green Jackets leading a close one by the score of 4-3.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
On to the seventh at SRP Park on Green Jackets Radio, Bally Live, and MILB TV. My name is Noah Adcock Howarth, excited for game two of 132 between all of us here at SRP Park and wherever the Green Jackets travel on the road. We'll have you covered on Green Jackets Radio, 100% free of charge. Seth Keller back for his third frame of work, and it's Eric Torres, the nine-hitter, leading off. 9-1-2 for the Fireflies. Torres shows bunt, pulls back, and it's called a strike regardless. Inside corner on the right-handed hitting center fielder. Activity in the Firefly bullpen. None so far for the Jackets. 0-1 slider misses outside. They'll appeal, but that check swing never threatened the zone from Eric Torres. Torres a single and a walk. He has yet to be retired. High leg kick from Keller. And spanked into center field. Drake was playing to the opposite way. That's where the ball tails. And Isaiah Drake continues to be perfectly positioned. Makes that catch for out number one. Be the fourth at bat for Daniel Vasquez, who's the first man on either team to see the batter's box four times. The shortstop is 1-for-2 with a walk. Vasquez, another player much like Pena, who's been in the system now for long enough that you expect to start seeing dividends sooner rather than later. Called a strike despite Martinez dropping the ball 0-1. Vasquez was a top 15 international prospect in the 2019 free agency class. But this is year three in Colombia. The cancellation of the minor league season in 2020 wiped out a lot of players' development. Some guys are just now starting to make the climb. But when you're in year three, you definitely think Vasquez, this is a big-time prove-it year for him. Popped up into right field. Grady is there. He's underneath it, and he makes the catch without a hitch for out number two. Back-to-back pop-ups induced by Seth Keller. Now a righty throwing for the Green Jackets. But two up, two down in the seventh. In comes the powerful bat of the lefty DH, Blake Mitchell. Mitchell doubled in the first, RBI, and scored a run. Since then, a strikeout and a pop-up in foul territory. Keller slider 0-1 to the outside corner. Looks like it might be LJ McDonough who's getting loose. Hard to tell for sure, but it is a very snap, funky delivery. And that tends to be McDonough or Zach Austin, both of whom are available tonight. Breaking ball in the dirt, 1-1. Ball and a strike on Mitchell, looking for his second hit of the day. Got his first hit of the season in the first. Late on the fastball at 91. Got some good late sink on that one. Made the count 1-2. Keller is currently the pitcher of record. Takes a deep breath. Two outs, two strikes in the seventh. A grunt from Keller on a changeup downstairs, blocked by Martinez. Two balls, two strikes. Keller takes a breath. Mitchell adjusts the gloves and steps in on the southpaw side. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And again downstairs. Again, Martinez is there to block it up. A walk puts the tying run on for Austin Charles, who has a pair of RBIs today, despite being over three. Payoff pitch from the Virginian. Slider in, ball four, and Mitchell is on. It's the fourth walk issued by Seth Keller tonight.
Third baseman, number eight, Austin Charles.
Winston Sawyer's looking down that way, and here comes the skipper. Sawyer has yet to make the motion, but this is the first time we've seen him come out the dugout, and he will, in fact, make the call. So it's LJ McDonough coming to the plate. We'll take a break. Here on the radio and on TV land, Keller is done. He's responsible for the man on first, and we'll tell you all about LJ McDonough when we get back.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Seth Keller last 2 2/3, a hit, four walks, and a strikeout. He allowed one earned run and is responsible for the man on first. It's LJ McDonough's time, a two true pitch pitcher. Fastball slider, and that's it for the righty. This is his first opening weekend. He was signed as an undrafted free agent in July out of Florida Gulf Coast. Also spent time at Wichita State and Hutchinson Community College. He was 1-2 during his brief time with Augusta. but had one bad outing that clouded his numbers. Didn't give up an earned run in four of those six outings. Especially effective against right-handers. Very unique delivery. He'll face Austin Charles, who's 0-for-3. Whips his way down the mound and spins a slider outside. One ball, no strikes. Slider is 84-85, very tight. Tying run on first is Blake Mitchell. 4-3 game in the top of inning number 7. Fastball called a strike. Heater makes it 1-1. .92 on the corner, evens the count up. Long look in from McDonough. Points, fires, and a check swing. They do not need an appeal. Home plate umpire Dylan Reeves says that Charles went around 1-2. Charles has struck out 4 times in his 7 at-bats thus far this season. Needs his first hit. McDonough's in front of him 1-2 with 2 outs. Looking to punctuate the AB. Fastball out and it gets past the glove of Martinez. Seemed he had all but caught it and then couldn't get the final squeeze. That allows the tying run to move into scoring position. Blake Mitchell. And with 2 strikes and 2 outs, he'll be off on the swing, not just on contact, but as soon as he sees that bat leave the shoulder. So anything to the outfield, he has a chance to tie it up. Two-two, McDonough. Fastball tipped into the mitt, strike 3. McDonough goes high heat and gets the job done, so the pass ball ends up mattering not. Keller's line is closed, 2 2/3 of 1-run ball, and it's time to stretch at SRP Park. We head to the bottom of the 7th.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Harold Rosado throws just the 1 inning, a walk and 3 Ks, and he turns it over to Chase Isbell, the right-hander from Oklahoma State. Gets a first pitch swing, softly hit to shortstop. Running throw on the money from Vasquez, and on one pitch, Cam McGee is set down. Early attempt at a breaking ball, fastball, slider, and curve for Chase Isbell. And one pitch, one out in his season debut. 17th round pick back in 2022 out of Oklahoma. Was a strikeout artiste in his time at Oklahoma. Here's P.O. Boucher, who had the triple and scored a run. But on the second pitch of the inning, he chops it, broke the bat, and goes back to the pitcher. 2 pitches, 2 outs. You stepped away to grab a snack or something in the 7th inning stretch. Shoot, you're about to miss the whole half inning. McGee grounds out to short on the first pitch. Boucher grounds out to the pitcher on the second. Here's Isaiah Drake, who almost certainly will be taking here. It's been back-to-back breaking balls from Chase Isbell. Drake standing, just watching, and it's a fastball upstairs. If ever there was a time to just groove a heater, it was probably right there. We apologize for whatever that was. One ball, no strikes. Popped up a mile high behind third base. Battling the pitcher's mound on the bullpen, the play will be made by Austin Charles. So four pitches, three outs for Chase Isbell, all of which are recorded by the infield. But a very briskly paced bottom of the seventh. On to the eighth we go at SRP Park, and we are still in a one-run ball game.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Bo Phillip on to the mound. So McDonough faced one batter, got one strikeout, and that's all it took. And this is the professional pitching debut of Bo Phillip. For you prospect fans, that's a name you might recognize. Second round pick by the Braves in 2019. He was signed as a shortstop, has been up and down the Braves system since that 2019 draft, was up in Mississippi last year. He's now converting to a pitcher. So if Phillip can find some success, he could potentially move quickly just based on the amount of experience he has. But the 25-year-old righty from California features a four-seamer, a two-seamer, a changeup, and a slider. So a nice four-pitch mix for the righty. He gets an unenviable task. 4-5-6, Figueroa, Pena, and Salone. Figueroa leading off, 1-for-3 with a double. Takes a mighty cut at the first pitch. No balls and a strike. It was underneath the fastball. Phillip brings it in. That was at 90 on the dot. 0-1. Very simple, repeatable delivery with a three-quarter slot from Phillip. 92. Again, Figueroa is late. No balls and two strikes. Fastball again, repeating for the trifecta upstairs for ball one. Figueroa, strikeout, a double, and a ground out to first. Has hit the ball hard both times he's put it in play. And a long look in. Phillip perpetually out of the stretch, and he spikes a changeup to even the count at twos. Eric Pena, Diomi Salone waiting in the wings. Green Jackets leading by one in the top of the eighth. 2-2. Softly into right field off the end of the bat, and that falls in front of Grady for the second hit of the night from Darlin Figueroa. Leadoff man on, tying run is on. Figueroa is 2-for-4. Here's Pena, 1-for-3. Eric Pena from the left side. Back-to-back lefties facing off against the righty, Phillip. And he takes it for a strike. No balls and one strike on Bo Phillip. Downstairs with the slider, count evens up. Phillip getting used to being on the mound for the first time since high school. Between junior college ranks and Oregon State, he did not pitch, nor has he in his professional career. Close pickoff on an awkward dive back from Figueroa, but he's in just ahead of the tag. Count stays at 1-1, and the man stays at first. Pena stands straight up, tall in the left-handed box. Long swing through the zone, fouls it back 1-2. If anybody's due for a breakout year, it's Eric Pena. Career 146 hitter. Standing at 6'3", 205 in the left side. 1-2 from Phillip. Outside with a changeup. Count is even. Infield shifted to pull. Knight has fully fallen at SRP Park. Out is straight up. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Change up off the outside corner. It's the first professional strikeout for Bo Phillip. One on, one out for Diomi Salone. A walk, a K, and a double play for the catcher.
Catcher number 9, Diomi Salone.
And time is called by the umpire. So everybody steps off from where they were previously located. Salone, one of three in this ballgame from Barquisimeto, along with Diego Benitez and Leiker Figueroa. Fastball high, 1-0. Jackets and Fireflies back at it tomorrow for the end of the three-game series to start off opening weekend. 5:05 first pitch, fastball just downstairs, ball two. Two balls, no strikes on the batter. Phillip in his first professional pitching appearance. Softly hit towards short. Only play is at first for Benitez. A low throw. And he's able to make the catch. Compton sprawling to his right. Makes a nice play. The runner moves up to second. Tying run is in scoring position. Benitez and Compton combine for another nice play between the two of them. Johnny Perdomo, two Ks. Bookending a free pass back in inning number four. Two outs in the top of the eighth for the Green Jackets. Jackets will have 2-3-4 in the eighth, looking for some insurance. Phillip steps off, uses his one setup. Preparing to face Perdomo for the first time. Phillip, a long hold at the belt. A brief check of the runner at second. One more and comes home. Hit towards short. Benitez can't make the play, and the runner's going to score. Up the middle, the throw comes into second. Can't make the catch there on the tag. And we have a tie ball game. We'll see how that one gets scored. That was a scorching ground ball back up the middle. Benitez ranging towards the second base bag, couldn't make the catch clean. And Perdomo just never stopped running. But it will go down as a blown save for Bo Phillip in the eighth inning. The game is tied at four, back and forth. Both teams have led for multiple frames. They're going to call it a clean double, a hustle double, and an RBI for Johnny Perdomo. Back-to-back games with a hit and back-to-back games with an RBI for the second baseman. Milo Rushford takes a strike 0-1. Rushford a triple in his one-for-two day along with a hit by pitch. Heater just inside 1-1.
Kelvin was like, damn, bro. Because Kelvin was like, damn, bro, already hit no one up, saying you going.
Phillip a couple checks at second. Benitez holding the tying run on. Spiked in the dirt. Rolls all the way towards the third base dugout. And Perdomo moves up 90 feet. That'll be a wild pitch charged to Bo Phillip. And the Fireflies late inning magic looking for one more light. Time was called, then granted to Rushford. Two balls and a strike. Phillip taking his time. Big pitch coming, big AB, and that's a pitch clock violation on Phillip. So he really was taking his time. The count's 3-1. First time pitching with a pitch clocker otherwise for Phillip, and the inexperience shows out. Now a 3-1 count for Rushford. Broken bat, foul ball, clipped at least a piece of the leather in the hardwood. And it's fouled away. Count is full. Phillip taking his time as we have to wait for Rushford to get a new bat. Fireflies, 4 runs, 8 hits in an error. 4 runs, 5 hits in an error for the Green Jackets. Phillip takes a look down. Runner moving from third and strike three at the knees. Rushford got caught looking. 2 Ks in the first pro inning for Bo Phillip. But not before the run comes home. RBI double from Johnny Perdomo up the middle. And we are deadlocked back at 4. Heading to the bottom of the 8th.
Green Jackets baseball is back at SRP Park on April 5th for opening weekend. Don't miss the golf towel giveaway Friday with SRP. Fireworks on Saturday, shut off by Joe Dirt Fireworks. And a magnet schedule giveaway on Sunday, thanks to Flora and Decor. Fans coming to Sunday's game can also enter for the chance to win $20,000 if they can make a hole-in-one on a chip. Tickets are on sale now and available at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Augusta Green Jackets. Be a fan. Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
It only took 5 pitches to get 3 outs in the 7th, and it's now a very different situation for the reliever, Chase Isbell. Isbell came in looking to keep it a 1-run deficit, and now he's at work trying to give it a tie game. Breaking ball down to Jace Grady, 1-0. Grady the first out of the center of the order against whom Isbell will work for the 8th frame. 2-3-4, Grady, Benitez, and Compton. That is the plan, at least. Neither team has used a pinch hitter yet this series. Both have gone with their initial 9. Isbell on the ground to second base. Fires to first, Perdomo to Figueroa. And that puts away Jace Grady. Diego Benitez is 1-for-2, had an RBI single back in the 3rd, grounded out to 3rd his last time up. Jackets have not had a base runner since the beginning of the 6th frame. Offense has gone quiet with some strong Columbia relief. First pitch curve, called a strike on the outside. Diego 1-for-2 with a walk. That was the curveball. It's fastball, slider, and curve all available for Chase Isbell. Goes back to the slider this time, 1-1. Long hold, and Isbell comes to a rest. Ball and a strike on the young shortstop. Isbell delivers a slider, and Benitez waves through it. Fans, we realize we didn't do our family dinner. Looking around the Braves affiliates, Mississippi tied with Pensacola 3-3 down at one of the most beautiful ballparks in AA. Pensacola right on the water. The Rome Emperors undefeated since changing the name and adding the Penguin. 4-1 over the Hickory Crawdads today. They're 2-0. And Gwinnett's up on Louisville 6-4 in the bottom of the sixth. 1-2 to Benitez. Slider softly hit to short. Vasquez is there, has time, and throws on the money. Nine straight batters retired by Fireflies pitching. Here's Drew Compton, the last man to reach. Compton has walked and grounded out twice. Switch hitter going from the left side. He's seen nothing but right-handers today. Fastball called a strike. Finishing up family dinner, the D-backs are leading the Braves, so the home club, the parent club, trailing once again. But last time we did this segment about 24 hours ago, the Braves were down, and they ended up walking it off, so you never really know. Curveball out, 1-1. Braves got a six-run first inning handed to them. Max Fried continues to struggle early on in his season. Fried giving up 8 hits and 6 runs through 3 1/3. Downstairs, 2 balls and a strike in Atlanta. We certainly expect there to be some reverberations going all the way through the system. If you follow baseball even loosely, you likely heard about there's been a run of injuries over the last couple of days, all pertaining to the UCL in a pitcher's elbow, Spencer Strider. The Braves ace and getting his first career opening day start this season. They pulled an MRI. There was structural damage, and he is now getting a second opinion before confirming that he's undergoing Tommy John, but he's going to the same doctor that has done many Braves TJ surgeries, including Ian Anderson's. So we could see how that moves its way down the ranks. 2-2 on Drew Compton back here in Augusta. Fastball high, ball 3. Strider was the first former Green Jacket to make an opening day start since the affiliation changed after 2020. Formerly a Giants affiliate. Now, of course, aligned with the Braves. Atlanta making an effort to keep their farm teams close. 3-2 curveball popped up behind third into the triangle. Charles out, Rushford in. And Rushford makes a basket catch right on the foul line. Looked like he might have lost that, caught that at waist level underhanded. But the catch is made regardless. 3 up, 3 down, 9 straight batters retired by the Green Jackets opponents. Fireflies have tied it up 4-4. We head to the ninth here at SRP Park.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Fireflies have came back and tied it at four with a run in the eighth. Two out double. Nothing but hustle on a soft ground ball up the middle from Johnny Perdomo that brought home Darylin Figueroa in the top half. And now it's 9-1 and 2 against Bo Phillip. Eric Torres, Daniel Vasquez, and Blake Mitchell set to face the righty. If you missed the introduction on Phillip, a converted shortstop making his professional debut on the mound. Torres, the nine hitter, has singled, walked, and flown out to center field this evening. First pitch to Torres, fastball just outside. There's the four seam. That's what we've seen more of so far from Phillip. Also has the two seam, the changeup, and the curveball. Curve has been more of a slider today. Fastball just below the knees. Caught the zone on the Hawkeye cam, but to no avail, says Dylan Reeves. Two balls, no strikes. Pena looking to flip the lineup over. He's done that well tonight already. Fastball called a strike. 88 on the corner with a bit more run than previously done. First time in the zone for Phillip this frame. Bo Phillip, a deep breath. High leg kick and home. Just inside with the slider. Three balls and a strike on the bottom of the order. Vasquez, the leadoff man, waits. 1-for-3 with a walk. Green Jackets will have Sanchez, Kern, and Martinez. 5-6-7. Chopped back to the pitcher. One hop, routine play. Doesn't take a former shortstop to make that one. But Bo makes it easy regardless. 1-3 on your scorecard. And the lineup flips over. Righty throwing in the pen for Columbia. Can't tell who it is. Believe it's Doug Kirkland. Phillip coming home. First pitch. Jam shot up the middle. Benitez fumbles for it and he can't get rid of the ball. That knuckled off the heel of the bat right off the hands of the leadoff man Vasquez, who runs well and was running hard, and we'll see how that one gets scored.
Designated hitter number 3, Blake Mitchell.
Would have been a tough play, but one Benitez likely needs to make. And they have called that an infield single, at least for now. First pitch, fastball to Blake Mitchell. Fouled onto the berm down the left field line. 0-1 on the DH. Mitchell is 1-for-3 with a walk. Green Jackets have walked 6 batters tonight. Check swing and just missing the corner. Martinez made it look very invitable. About a half ball off the edge. They'll appeal out to confirm the check swing didn't go. Mitchell didn't think he did, and neither does field umpire Brandon Spivak. 1-0 from Phillip to Mitchell. Cracked up the middle, a base hit. Drake comes hustling in, and it gets past him. He's able to corral it quickly. The runner's going to second, and the ball is dropped there. That'll be a single and an E8. And that allows Mitchell to get to second and the go-ahead run Vasquez to move up 90 feet. It was a well-hit line drive. Vasquez looked as though he was willing to stop at second base, but the ball took a hop and hit off the heel of the mitt of Isaiah Drake. It didn't get very far behind him, but by the time he got there, Vasquez was guaranteed to make it to third. Mitchell, playing aggressively, tries to head to second. A good throw probably gets him, but the tag was dropped at second base. First pitch to Austin Charles is fouled back into the net. Charles 0-for-4. Two RBIs. Both have come on ground balls, and time is called. There is a ball back behind the net. Vasquez at third, Mitchell at second. The entirety of the Green Jackets infield has their toes on the front of the infield grass. trying to cut down the potential winning run here in the top of the ninth. Slider waved at by Charles, 0-2. That's arguably the best off-speed pitch that's been thrown yet by Phillip. Daniel Figueroa is on deck. Righty-righty matchup, 0-2. Slider got him swinging. Third strikeout of the day for Charles. Third strikeout of the day for Phillip as well. And a big out number two, trying to strand the go-ahead run at third base. Here's Darlin Figueroa. Single, a double, and a run scored. Also has struck out once. That was back against Adam Meyer to end inning number three. Meyer started this game with four innings of two-run ball. Really locked in after the first. Mighty cut on a changeup. No balls and a strike. Ball just dropped out from underneath him. Seth Keller went 2 2/3, allowed one run, worked out of allowing four walks. McDonough got the last out of the seventh, and Phillip has been here ever since. 0-1, high fastball at 93. Darlin Figueroa, the first baseman. In from the left side against the righty, Bo Phillip. Popped up to center field. Drake is underneath it, and he makes the catch. Two men in scoring position, but Bo Phillip, in his pitching debut, shows the icy cold veins needed in a high leverage reliever. A strikeout and a pop-up, and the Green Jackets will come into the ninth looking for their first walk-off of the season.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Bottom of the ninth at SRP Park. Noah Adcock-Howitt with you on Green Jackets Radio, Bally Live, and MILB TV. Jackets tied with the Fireflies, 4-4 in the bottom of the ninth. Sanchez, Kern, and Martinez, 5-6-7 due up against the new arm. Doug Kirkland out of Florida State. This is his fourth professional game. First pitch fastball misses high from the 23-year-old righty. It's the Fireflies' debut, signed as an undrafted free agent out of Florida State last summer. Three games, three runs, just one earned. He walked four batters and struck out six. Sanchez drives it out to right field. Back at four it is Pena, and Pena makes the catch for out number one. A well hit out number one. It's a fastball. They're lucky to get away with 91. Middle out. Sanchez does a good job of going with it. But all for naught. Here's Cade Kern, who's 0-2 with a sac fly. Green Jackets don't have a hit since the fifth inning. Slider catches the outside corner. Kirkland is fastball, slider, and changeup. Led the club in saves at Florida State. Used to the big moment, and a good slider there. Not a ton of sweeping movement. That's an old-school slider, just sharp, tight, and to the point. Quickly 0-2 on Cade Kern. Firefly is trying to force extras. Three straight sliders, and Cade Kern waves and misses at all three, none of them in the zone, and fantastically located by Kirkland. He ties Kern in knots, two up, two down. Alexander Martinez looking for his first professional hit. First full season hit, excuse me. Martinez, a pop-up, a ground out, and a strikeout for the catcher. Slider, just missed. Believe it was down. Was flirted with a lot of the zone. Martinez had just given up on it by the end. One oh on Alex Martinez. He sees another slider. This one a little further up, and this one's called a strike. 1-1. Jackets have a righty throwing who will take the ninth. Or the 10th, excuse me, if we get there. Kirkland, the 1-1 is waved at again. Another slider out of the zone. Strike to ball. He has been able to get some of these young hitters chasing here in the ninth. Looks like Raven Corona throwing, but we cannot confirm that. One ball and two strikes on Alexander Martinez. Deep breath from Kirkland. Fastball driven out to left center field. Back towards the track and at the wall, the play is made. Martinez just barely underneath it. He got a lot of that one, and with the back against the SRP sign in left field, Milo Rushford makes the catch and sends us to extra innings. So the Firework fans are going to have to wait just a little longer. Free baseball on opening weekend. What beats that? New arm coming on for the 10th.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Raven Corona does indeed have this one. Raven Corona taking the 10th. And he will face 5, 6, and 7, Peña, Salone, and Perdomo. A rapidly paced inning. Everybody ready to go. Corona was running in quickly. Corona fastball, slider, changeup. Was almost exclusively a starter in his time in the FCL, making his Green Jacket debut. Never threw more than three innings, but they did often use him in that role. Eric Pena will lead off. Darlin Figueroa is the automatic runner at second base. Left-handed hitting Pena is 1-for-4. Corona fastball, slider, changeup, as we mentioned, will work from the stretch as the automatic runner is out at second base. First pitch swinging from Pena, he fouls it back. Pena taps the plate twice and gets ready to activate. Corona, a long look in, working with Alexander Martinez, who narrowly missed a walk-off blast all the way to the base of the wall in left field. Got just underneath it. And that was the difference between a fireworks show and extra innings. Fouled back, but Martinez and Corona clearly not on the same page as they immediately go out to confirm the signs. Corona fastball 92-94. That one was 93. Bo Phillip goes two innings, allows four hits and one run. Strikes out three and does not walk a batter in his pitching debut. 0-2 to Corona. High leg kick. Slider swinging a miss. He just bamboozled Eric Pena there to start off the 10th. One on, one out for Diomi Salone, who's 0-for-3 with a walk. Salone, a double play, a strikeout, and a ground out in the three balls where he has not been issued a free pass. Nobody throwing for the Fireflies. They're liable to stick with Kirkland for the 10th, at least as of now. First pitch in the dirt with the breaking ball. One ball, no strikes on Salone. One and oh on the Firefly catcher. Slider to the outside edge. Salone frustrated. He hasn't gotten that call very often. Nobody has tonight. Was low and away to the right-handed batter, and a good stick by Martinez to get the call. One and one. Sizable lead at second from the automatic runner, Darlin Figueroa. Fastball burns its way past Salone. .92 at the top of the zone, spun its way through. Salone uses his timeout. Salone adjusts the all-black helmet and steps back in. Spins the two-tone black and tan bat to the high left corner. Ball and two strikes from Corona. Fastball up and in, nearly caught a piece of Diomi Salone. Salone, in his first appearance of the season, did not catch in yesterday's game. Slider low and away, good take to run the count full. Green Jackets will have 8-9-1, McGee, Boucher, and Drake. P.O. Boucher had the game-tying triple in the fifth and then scored what at the time was the go-ahead run on a sac fly from Drake. As of now, they'll face Kirkland once again. 3-2. Fastball, check swing. He did go around. Back-to-back Ks for Raben Corona. And the automatic runner is still right where he started at second base. Here's Johnny Perdomo. Perdomo had the RBI double on the base hit up the middle that tied this game in the eighth and is the reason we're still playing right now.
Second baseman, number four, Johnny Perdomo.
Perdomo got it tied. He's trying to get it here to potentially have the winning run cross. Slider to the outer third. No balls and a strike. Corona just his second relief appearance of the last two seasons. High leg kick, fastball, way past Perdomo. A mighty cut from Johnny Perdomo, but late, 0-2. Put away pitch has been the slider. We'll see if that's where Corona wants to go here. Fans on their feet. Fastball driven into the right field corner. Brady gives chase, but it's out of play. Tried to double up on the fastball, low and outside, but thigh high for an 0-2 pitch. Certainly more of the plate than Corona wanted to give. Could set up here, though. It's a good sequence pitch if you use it properly. 0-2 from Corona. Swing and a miss, strike three. Corona lights up the scoreboard. 1-2-3 punch outs in the 10th inning, and that automatic runner never moved from second base. Raven Corona does his job. Green Jackets will put a man at second and try to put one up to make it a 2-0 undefeated start to the season.
Green Jackets baseball is back at SRP Park on April 5th for opening weekend. Don't miss the golf towel giveaway Friday with SRP. Fireworks on Saturday, shot off by Joe Dirt Fireworks. And a magnet schedule giveaway on Sunday, thanks to Flora and Decor. Fans coming to Sunday's game can also enter for the chance to win $20,000 if they can make a hole-in-one on a chip. Tickets are on sale now and available at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Augusta Green Jackets, be a fan. Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Doug Kirkland will in fact stay out as the pitcher after working a perfect ninth. 1K and three outs. Alexander Martinez is the automatic runner at second. Cam McGee, who's 1-for-3 this evening, leads off the bottom of the 10th for the Green Jackets. First pitch swing. Big hack. He's underneath the fastball at 91. McGee, Boucher, Drake do up. McGee and Boucher both returning Green Jackets. Been through this before. McGee slightly choked up and waves through a curve. Kirkland has slider and changeup. That slider had more depth and more drop than you traditionally see from Doug Kirkland. But got the good movement. 0-2 on Cam McGee. Laces it into left field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Martinez is coming home. And Cam McGee walks off opening weekend. Fastball middle out, and McGee shortens up, goes the opposite way. Rushford couldn't cut it off. An off-balance throw to the plate, not in time for the speeding Martinez, and the Augusta Green Jackets are 2-0 on the young season. McGee's the hero. He gets the Powerade bath down in the corner. And Augusta has guaranteed a series victory here on opening weekend. Four runs, 10 hits, one error for the Fireflies. They leave a total of 10 men on base, including one in each of the last five innings. Augusta, five runs, six hits, one error. They left just three. The winning pitcher is Raven Corona. He is 1-0 in his single-A full-season debut. The loss goes to Kirkland. He's tagged for an unearned run in the 10th, but he falls to 0-1 in his full-season debut as well. Time of the game is 2 hours and 38 minutes. But Cam McGee is your hero, and we'll break it down here on the post-game show in just a couple minutes. Stay around for us, we promise. We're back with more to wrap it all up here on Green Jackets Radio, Bally Live, and MILB TV.
Looking
for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest green jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as pimento cheese, pavo salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Welcome back to SRP Park. Noah Adcock Howarth with you one last time. As exciting as you're going to get, Green Jackets, get it done. And we'll try to make this quick because the fireworks are about to drown us out. And there's no better reason to get off the air. But Columbia falls 5-4-10 despite holding the Green Jackets hitless from innings 6 through 9. The automatic runner goes to second. And Cam McGee, the fastest pitch of the night so far from Doug Kirkland, 94 on the outside corner. And McGee just flicks the wrist, drops it in front of Milo Rushford. You have your catcher running at second. Winston Sawyer opting not to pinch run for Martinez, and Martinez answers that call, sprinting around third and coming home to score. 2:38 the time. Raben Corona cannot be lost in the shuffle. Just his second relief appearance in his professional career. He comes out with the automatic runner on second and strikes out Pena, Salone, and Perdomo in quick succession to knock off the Fireflies in the top of the 10th and allows McGee to be the hero in the bottom half. We'll take one more look around the Carolina League and see who else has gone final. We already told you Lynchburg lost to Down East 1-0. Kannapolis and Charleston are also in extras. Cannonballers lead 6-4 in the bottom of the 10th. The Mudcats just went final. They have now won both games against the Salem Red Sox. This one's 6-2. And Myrtle Beach leading 9-2 in the ninth over Fayetteville, who's down to their final strike. So Augusta, Carolina, Down East, all 2-0. Myrtle Beach about to be 1-1. Fredericksburg leading the Shorebirds 6-4 in the sixth. If they hold on, they'll be 2-0 as well. What a fantastic game here at SRP Park. Green Jackets and Fireflies will do it again tomorrow. This season series goes on 21 games, but the weekend series ends tomorrow at 5.05 p.m. Felix Aronde on the mound trying to salvage a Sunday win from Columbia. And Mitch Ferris out of Division II Wingate University, the former Bulldog and former national champion at Wingate, will step on. He'll be the first Southpaw to start for either team in this series. Handful of guys behind him. We don't know who it will be yet. But with the off day on Monday, just about everybody save Keller and Phillip should be available, and potentially Schumacher as well for Winston Sawyer and Elvin Nina. We'll get out of here, get out of your hair, and let everybody enjoy the fireworks here at beautiful SRP Park. not a much more exciting way to start the season than what you saw right there. What a fantastic way to go. The Green Jackets walk it off in 10 innings in front of a crowd of 5,206, the second consecutive sellout in as many nights to open up the season. Green Jackets are buzzing. The fans are feeling it. And if you can make it out tomorrow, if you are within the driving distance, one lucky fan gets a chance post-game to take one chip shot in honor of the Masters and potentially win $20,000. We'll also have a Green Jackets magnet schedule giveaway. And the boys, if you want to win in Augusta, what do? Tigers did it best. You wear red. The Green Jackets will be in their Braves honorary red uniforms tomorrow night against the Columbia Fireflies. For our producer, Wes Cooper, and our entire crew here in the press box at SRP Park, my name is Noah Adcock-Howarth. Green Jackets take the opening series, and they win in walk-off fashion, 5-4 in 10 over the Columbia Fireflies. We will see you tomorrow night.